Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Shil Thaxton for Favor Lies the Process of There. Thank you so much for joining me today, where we walk through the process of faith day in our daily lives, watching God prove himself and prove his word as he takes us from line to line, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, glory to glory. As we learn of the Lord and walk in the grace of God and digest his word, trusting and obeying that the place that he's called us to, he's able to perform his word, and we are able to be a blessing to not only ourselves but to every generation and every nation that we touch. This process of faith is not something you can plan out, but it's a walk of faith, and it takes us to the place where God has called us to, and we will continue to walk to this place of there, through this process of there, as long as we are alive. It's a lifelong journey because we are being shaped to the environment of our kingdom, our God, here on the earth, and our mind, our hearts, our spirits. We're being changed and transformed to demonstrate the power of God. And we see in the Bible many people that God has used as he's called them to the process of there, the place of there, and we watch their lives and see them as not superhuman Christians, but everyday individuals in a different time frame, century, but yet the word of God being nigh them and being a very present help and able to speak to us even as it did them and their time. And we watch God prove that he's able to take a word that we haven't called ourselves to and perform it in our lives and just the miraculous that we might be a blessing. We also see these individuals as those who don't always make the right decisions, but yet God is still faithful, and he watches over the word that he's spoken to perform it and change and transform them as he takes them to the place of there continually. So we thank God that he's called us and that he's chosen us, and the process of there is his doing, and we walk by faith and not by sight. We've been looking at many individuals in the Bible, and we're looking again at Abraham. I want to deal briefly for this 15 minutes of empowerment with the place of hope and the place of trust. The place of when we talk about a place, we're talking about a location, a position, a situation, a region, a setting, a spot, or stand that we find ourselves in. And as believers, as even leaders, you will see that you will always come to a place, a spot, a position, a location in your faith walk where you've got to have a stand, a spot of hope, of trust, and you've got to see the word of God work in your life and for your life the way that God says when it looks like everything else is against you. We know that hope is a place of favor, and it's a favorable place. It's a place of confidence and expectation. It is a place that deals with the unseen and deals with our future. When we look at Romans 4 and 18, we're seeing this in the life of Abraham, and many of us have been at this place where God has spoken a word, and we have not yet seen that word come to pass, and we're at a place where it looks like everything around us is dead, and there's nothing else to pull from. There's nothing else to go after. There's nothing else that we can even gravitate to try to make that thing work. When that happens, we've got to be like Abraham. The Romans 4 and 18 says this, whom contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And so there are things in us that God has spoken and things in us that God has already commanded to be. There are places in our spiritual walk, in our destiny, in our ministry, in our family that God has already commissioned a word that cannot return back void. It's a word of victory. It is a word of promise. It is a word of hope. It is a word of trust. And that word that God gives us lets us know that we're headed somewhere, we're going somewhere. But while we're going, there is a process of waiting. There's a process of where we are being proven, so to speak. It is a process of even where it looks like the enemy or the situation or the circumstance is not in our favor. But we've got to go back to the stand. We've got to go back to the place, the location, the position, the setting, the stand where we command favorable confidence and expectation to meet us. in our unseen place and in our future. And what I like about it is because it goes and it reminds me of this, because when Abraham was physically beyond any hope of having a child, that means everything in him had been exhausted. There was nothing in him that he could pull from within himself. There was nothing in him that he could now make happen. There was nothing in him that he had on reserve. Everything had been depleted. Everything had already been spent. There was nothing in him that says, I've got a resource left. So he had nothing in himself that he could hope in to make it happen. He had spent every ounce of himself through the years trying to make it happen, and he did not. But then he goes in and he says, I in myself can't do this. He goes and he says, I'm going to go back to the one who spoke. I'm going back to the one who gave me the promise. And he went back and he based his hope not on himself, but he based his hope on God's promise instead. He based his hope on the one who he believed in, and the one who says, I'm going to give you offspring, and they're going to be numerous as the stars of heaven. And because of an all-powerful God who had promised it, Abraham believed in that word and not the word of his body or his circumstance. His hope stand, his place of hope, his position of hope, his stand of hope was not in himself, but in the God who spoke. And you might be in a situation where you're saying, God, I've been waiting a long time. How long? The ministry is not moving like you said. It's not becoming as you said. I don't understand. I'm doing everything that I know. It could be in your marriage. It could be with your children. It could be in your physical body. You've quoted the scriptures. You've decreed and you've declared. And within yourself, you're saying, I've done all that I know to do. I dare you to go back to the one who spoke it. I dare you to go back and take that word to the one who decreed it and spoke it over your life, who purposed and assigned that word of victory, of life to you, and go back and say, God, I'm in the position of hope. I'm in the place of hope, but I'm also in the place of trust. I'm here because I understand that something's going to happen on my behalf. Something is going to work according to your word. And I like what it says in Romans 8, 24 through 25. But I'm going to read verses 22 through 25 and the Message Bible. It says, all around us we observe a pregnant creation. That lets us know that if everything around us is pregnant, then God has a hope inside of us, a word inside of us, a life inside of us, a spirit inside of us that is pregnant also. And that the time, the set time of what he says, there's going to be a manifestation. It says all around us we observe the pregnant creation. The difficult times of pain throughout the world are simply birth prongs. But it's not only around us. It is within us. There is something in us that is waiting for the promise of God, of the fulfillment of the word that he said, at the place of hope, the place of trust to now be manifest in our lives. And the birth pains are letting us know, it's, even though it's hard, even though it's difficult, even though we're in a place that says, God, where are you? Where's this word? Where's this promise? Where's this fulfillment? I'm at the place where I'm standing, and I don't know anything else to do but stand. I'm at a place where everything around me is spent. Everything in my physical realm I've already used or exhausted. Everything in me is saying, I understand I don't have it within myself to manifest it. I don't have it within myself to do it. So I'm going beyond the hope of where I am. I'm going beyond the place of where I am, and I'm going to hope in the one, in the word, in the life, in the one who promised me, because he's my Alpha. I'm hoping in him. I'm hoping in the one who promised. And the word says, the Spirit of God, yes, Lord, the Spirit of God is arousing within us. That means it causes us to stand. It causes us to hope. It causes us to believe. It causes us to continue to decree and trust and hope in the goodness of
God. Hope that he is going to do what he said. Hope that he's going to fulfill it. Hope that he's not going to allow the adversary's will or the circumstances' will or anything else to come and destroy the life that we hope, the spirit that we hope in, the authority that we hope in within us, because he's arousing us to believe. He's arousing us to stand. He's arousing us to trust. He's arousing us so that we can see the manifestation of what he says. The word says, we're also filling the birth pangs. The sterile and barren bodies of ours are yielding for full deliverance. That is why waiting does not diminish us any more than waiting diminishes a pregnant mother. We are enlarging in the waiting. Something is being built in us. A greater place, a greater stand, a greater hope, a greater deliverance, a greater authority of something greater than what we're expecting is getting ready to be aroused and come in our lives. Because what we're waiting for, what God is going to do, is going to be far greater. I know our minds can conceive some things, and he showed us some things, but what he's going to do is supersede that. He's going to blow our mind and the mind of those who stood with us or standing with us and even our enemies. He's going to blow our minds and their minds with what he's getting ready to deliver, because in ourselves we cannot do it. There's a barrenness within us to perform it. But God is saying, I've made you pregnant with hope. I've made you pregnant with life. I've made you pregnant with my spirit. And in your own flesh, you can't do this. But in my spirit, in my life, in my hope, in the hope that I've given you, because I've given you a measure, and it's coming from me. And if you can stand and watch me do this, you're going to see something that's just far greater than where you've been or what you've gone through or even the disappointment or even the weight. I'm going to make up for all of those things because I'm going to supersede you with a greater joy than anything you've ever experienced in your life. So the word lets us see here, it says, that is why. It does not diminish us any more than waiting diminishes a pregnant mother. We are enlarged in the wait. We, of course, don't see what's enlarging us. We don't see it. We don't see it. We don't see it yet, y'all. We don't see it. It's hard to see it right now because the pains of what we're in look so overwhelming. But go back and look again. Go back and look in the spirit. It says, but the longer we wait, the longer we become, the larger we become, and the more joyful our expectation. There is something greater that God is doing. There is something more that God is doing. Our hope anticipates something good. Our hope anticipates the same glory that Christ is, the hope of glory. That same glory that is on him and is upon him is in us and going before us and is doing exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or imagine. It is the object on which we hope for. Our eyes are fixed on the thing that God says. We're waiting for the fulfillment. We're trusting in what God says. And our trust in God, who is the hope of glory, who is the God of glory. He is the action. He is the action. The action, not the subject of what we hope for. He's the action. In other words, he's going to act for us, for our life. It's going to produce what he said. His actions for our life is going to give us what we hope for, because hope is a fact of our salvation. Our hope for salvation, in salvation. This is a fact. We're always going to have this hope and this trust that we have in God about everything, his saving power, his saving grace. We're going to find the expression of everything that he says, and this is called us to endure under trials, under tests. Our hope in him. This is going to get us to be able to endure under trials, even when we don't understand what's going on in our wait, but something is going to arise in us, and it's going to make our position, our place of hope, our place of trust, our location, our stand, not be as long, not be so gruesome, but it's going to cause us to have joy. because Abraham saw it. He went and held on to the promise. He saw it in the spirit, and then it came realized in the natural, but he had to go through the process of believing and trusting God. I don't know how long your process is, but I know he promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful, and he will do exactly what he said. Wherever you are, keep and stay in the place of hope, in the place of demonstrate his power. I encourage you in the Lord. I encourage you to stand and believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God bless you. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Be encouraged, and we'll see you tomorrow for the next time of Favor Life for this 15 minutes of empowerment for the process of there.